Weekday vegetarian. Listen to a man talking about how he stopped eating so much meat. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
About a year ago, I asked myself a question. Knowing what I know, why am I not vegetarian? After all, I am one of the green guys. I grew up in a log cabin in a forest with hippie parents. I started a website called Let's Love Our Trees. I cared about all these things. Health? I knew that by eating one hamburger a day, I can increase my chances of dying by a third. Cruelty? I knew that the 10 billion animals that we raise for the meat we eat are raised in factory farm conditions that we would never consider for our cats or dogs or other pets. Environment? Meat, amazingly, causes more emissions than all transport together. Cars, trains, planes, buses, boats, all of it. And beef production uses 100 times more water than most vegetables do. I also knew that I am not alone. As a society, we are eating twice as much meat as we did in the 50s. So what was once a little, special, occasional treat is so much more now, and regular. So, any of these things should have been enough to convince me to become a vegetarian. But there I was, sitting down to tuck into my favourite steak. So why was I hesitating? I realized that I was always being offered just two solutions. You are either a meat eater or a vegetarian. And I guess I just wasn't quite ready. Imagine, your last hamburger. So my common sense and my good intentions were in conflict with my taste buds, and I would decide to do it later. And not surprisingly, later never happened. Does that sound familiar? So, I wondered, might there be a third solution? And I thought about it, and I came up with one. And I've been doing it for the last year. It's called Weekday Veg. The name says it all. You eat nothing with a face from Monday to Friday, and at the weekend, it's your choice. Simple. And if you want to take it to the next level, remember that the worst damage in terms of health and the environment, is done by red and processed meat. So you want to swap those out with some good, sustainably harvested fish. It's structured, it's simple, and it's okay to break it every once in a while. After all, if you cut out meat 5 days a week, you are cutting 70% of your meat intake. The program has been great. Weekday Veg. My footprint's smaller, I'm reducing pollution, I feel better about the animals, I'm even saving money. Best of all, I'm healthier. I know that I'm going to live longer, and I've even lost some weight. So please, ask yourself, for your health, for your bank account, for the environment, for the animals. What's stopping you from giving weekday veg a shot? After all, if all of us ate half as much meat, it would be like half of us were vegetarians. Thank you.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
About a year ago, I asked myself a question. Knowing what I know, why am I not vegetarian? After all, I am one of the green guys. I grew up in a log cabin in a forest with hippie parents. I started a website called Let's Love Our Trees. I cared about all these things. Health? I knew that by eating one hamburger a day, I can increase my chances of dying by a third. Cruelty? I knew that the 10 billion animals that we raise for the meat we eat are raised in factory farm conditions that we would never consider for our cats or dogs or other pets. Environment? Meat, amazingly, causes more emissions than all transport together. Cars, trains, planes, buses, boats, all of it. And beef production uses 100 times more water than most vegetables do. I also knew that I am not alone. As a society, we are eating twice as much meat as we did in the 50s. So what was once a little, special, occasional treat is so much more now, and regular. So, any of these things should have been enough to convince me to become a vegetarian. But there I was, sitting down to tuck into my favourite steak. So why was I hesitating? I realised that I was always being offered just two solutions. You are either a meat eater or a vegetarian. And I guess I just wasn't quite ready. Imagine, your last hamburger. So my common sense and my good intentions were in conflict with my taste buds, and I would decide to do it later. And not surprisingly, later never happened. Does that sound familiar? So, I wondered, might there be a third solution? And I thought about it, and I came up with one, and I've been doing it for the last year. It's called Weekday Veg. The name says it all. You eat nothing with a face from Monday to Friday, and at the weekend, it's your choice. Simple. And if you want to take it to the next level, remember that the worst damage in terms of health and the environment is done by red and processed meat. So you want to swap those out with some good, sustainably harvested fish. It's structured, it's simple, and it's okay to break it every once in a while. After all, if you cut out meat 5 days a week, you are cutting 70% of your meat intake. The program has been great. Weekday Veg. My footprint's smaller, I'm reducing pollution, I feel better about the animals, I'm even saving money. Best of all, I'm healthier. I know that I'm going to live longer, and I've even lost some weight. So please, ask yourself, for your health, for your bank account, for the environment, for the animals, what's stopping you from giving weekday veg a shot? After all, if all of us ate half as much meat, it would be like half of us were vegetarians. Thank you.